because players they had a few days off, and they, when they come back, they were very sharp. So I think it served a good purpose. The all week I'm very pleased with. So we are going in tomorrow's game with being in a good place. So hopefully it will be profitable.
Players that have been away, though, getting back, has that caused you a problem training-wise?
No, not at all. Not at all. Only there were a couple of national team players that were they just came back for today's training, which are Gleason and Christian Bilic. But apart from them, everybody else was here. He's been training very well, and so I was pleased.
It's a big game for Birmingham City at Ipswich. It's a big game for Ipswich.
It is, and it's important that they know that. We have a lot to play for, but they are in the same position. So I'm sure that will make it square, and then obviously it will be down to the quality of that we can show in the game and other circumstances. So I'm quite looking forward.
You look at, everybody looks at this now, 5-point gap you've got, and there looks to be only one place now. The third from bottom is the place that everybody wants to keep away from. Four teams below you, all you have to do is match the points total of any one of them and you're safe. Presumably, though, you want more than that out of it.
Of course, we want to be in a position where we can nearly get out of this situation where we put ourselves in and then start to... really start building for the next year. I think that we set some good foundations. It would be good that we can get the points and then really start to find, start to put in on the pitch ideas that I have for this team for the next year.
You go into the game though against Ipswich on the back of a decent performance against Newcastle.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought the last two performances defensively were very good, and that is very important because the situation first of all requires that. So we take it into tomorrow's game, and hopefully can be also sharp going forward, as we, in my opinion, have been against Newcastle, because we defended well, yes, but also we had a couple of chances in which we could have scored as well.
You know, looking at the way you've trying to get your team to play, we've seen great glimpses of it against Leeds and other teams, some smashing football. But to play like that, you need confidence.
Yes.
If you don't win and you keep losing, yeah. You haven't got the confidence. How do you marry the two up?
No, I think that it's been the key. You know, even at the early stages when I came on, we were playing some decent football, but we were losing game, and we ended up losing confidence in the end, like you said. That's why we are trying at the moment to be very strong to beat, very, very well defensive minded. And then obviously when we can get the knowledge that we can get points by doing that, then I'm sure that by itself the quality of the football of the whole team is going to improve.
But the key, of course, at the moment is just getting enough points.
No, that is paramount, because we are there and we need to be, grinding points to take the team to a safer position.
There's no easy games, though. Straight on the back of this comes Brighton away. I mean, there is no easy game, is there? Every game's a tough one.
No, it is. It is exactly like that. But before I start thinking about Brighton, we have a game tomorrow which is going to determine...
Have you been pleased or surprised with the players, when you came in? Have you been pleased with the quality that you've seen, or surprised?
Since I came over here? Well, I think it's, obviously, it's some things, with some things I've been pleased, some others no, obviously, because the expectation was different. But it made me realise more about all of them, and... do better choices for the future.
This has probably been your toughest job, I would think, with the way it's gone. Yeah. Do you think it makes you a better manager, having gone through what you've gone through here?
No, without doubt. There is a... pleased about that. So, you know, I'm looking forward to putting all these things for this in the service of Birmingham next year.
What is it that keeps you going, though? Is it the belief you've got in what you're trying to do? Is that what keeps you going?
No, the belief in what I do. The
finally, have you, you know, obviously you'll be looking forward to next season and you'll be wanting to change some things. Do you know who of your squad that you want to keep and who you don't already?
Yeah, no, I have a better idea now what we need to do and we'll see. And now, anyway, this is part of the future and our future obviously is very important, very connected to what we do now.
Yes,
so
of course.
Once that we get out of the way of this thing, then we can start planning.
Injuries, anybody injured or back?
No, not really. The only injury is Michael Morrison. Mm. Apart from him, everybody back. Everybody is back.
What's the news on Michael, just by the way?
To be honest, this week has been... the clouds look like they're going away. So Monday should start training and hopefully you'll get better very quick.